It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's hour two. It's a big night. Well, we hope it's a big night. Sports Emmys coming up a little bit later on. Got a party bus ready. Michael Jordan just sent us a bottle of tequila and his tequila Sincoro. Mike is expecting us either to be celebrating or drowning our sorrows. I'm not sure which. He doesn't know about drowning his sorrows. But as far as being a winner, thank you, Mike, for sending in the Sincoro tequila. We do have champagne glasses, not expensive ones. These are the plastic ones you have to put together. They're out in the kitchen. So I have champagne. We have our champagne flutes, I think they're called. But now champagne could be on the way down. Or no, on the way back. Tequila on the way down.
Okay. Everyone's got their haircuts.
Yes.
Suits.
Marv shaved his head. Todd shaved his sideburns somehow.
I did. It was just time for the occasion.
Fritzy looks like Jimmy Hoffa. The sides of his hair is all cut off.
But I don't know what happened.
I was shaving the sideburn, and then one part of it was crooked, so I tried to even it out with the other side, and then I just kept going up and up and up because it just didn't look straight across, and next thing I knew, it was all gone.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I do have a question for Fritzy. Why wouldn't he just shave his entire...
Like, no, he won't do that. He's holding on.
So he wants to keep the Uncle Phil?
He wants to, yes. Who's Uncle Phil?
From the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, okay.
He just has the hair on the sides.
He looks like the San Diego Padre.
Yeah, it's the Friar Tuck.
Yeah, the Friar
it's
Tuck.
It's not really a hairdo at all. It's like trying to make something
hair
work.
Don't.
Nice.
If we win, we shave it.
Whoa.
And?
I can't sign up on that. Sign off on that. I hope we win.
It's going to grow back.
I don't think it will. Not at this point.
Yeah, it will.
I think you're talking about my head in general?
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
Michael Jordan.
At this point, very little will grow back.
Well, Marv shaved his head. It's picture day.
Well, he looks good that way.
Yeah, he does.
I think I would look like I was suffering from something.
And you are.
Pretty close to already looking like...
Yeah. We look like we're suffering from something being around you. Weekends are better with baseball. Sunday leadoff. Catch the Giants and the Reds. Coverage starting Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern only on Peacock. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Streaming partner, download the app. You can watch for free. And we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities, the most listened to sports talk show on radio. Thank you for your support. Phone calls are welcome. Greg Olson is the lead analyst on Fox. The former tight end is going to join us coming up. Is this a fair question? What advice would you give Tom Brady on being an analyst? Because Tom Brady is eventually going to take Greg Olson's place as an analyst, the lead analyst on Fox. But Greg Olson will join us coming up. I saw where the Cardinals are going to be on Hard Knocks. Did the Cardinals volunteer to be on Hard Knocks, Seton?
Well, I was reading an article from January of this year, and there were only three teams, based on all of the rules that the league has for who can be forced into participating in Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
There were only three teams available: the Detroit Lions, the New York Jets, and the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. And so that means that the Cardinals, I'm thinking, must have volunteered for it.
Okay.
Which you can do. The Chargers have, and the Rams.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You got a little bit of drama there. Kyler Murray with his contract situation. J.J. Watt.
Oh. Glistening in the desert sun.
Oh.
It writes itself.
Yes.
Good-ass dudes.
Good-ass dudes in the valley.
He's going to be sweating in slow motion. It'll be like just the droplets will be coming down in slow motion.
Cacti in the background.
Oh, the sun is setting on a Hall of Fame career as J.J. Watt plays one more year. Oh, he's going to have those biceps bulging.
You almost started as a limerick right there.
I did.
You were very close to...
Accidentally.
You're like freestyling.
Accidentally. But then I saw, are the Washington Commanders maybe moving? I think their owner, I guess their owner, Daniel Snyder, purchased land for $100 million. I'm guessing you're going to be thinking about relocating. And also you have the league meetings going on right now. At what point could you take sort of a straw vote, an informal vote with the owners? You can't have Daniel Snyder in there if you're going to go around the room with the other owners and saying, all in favor of Daniel Snyder keeping the Commanders, say aye. But you need to know the vote before you take a vote, because there's been talk that they're counting votes. That's the report, that the owners, there's small groups of owners, and they're sort of taking inventory here. But it's dangerous. That's a slippery slope for some of these owners, because their job is to protect one another. But at some point, like, what does Daniel Snyder do for the NFL? Positive. What's he do for the local fan base? Positively. Now, you can say any publicity is good publicity. I don't buy into that. And it's not like they have a wonderful coach, wonderful man who's their head coach in Ron Rivera. And that fan base deserves better. They've had better. They know what better is. But with Daniel Snyder, why would you keep him? He's an embarrassment to the NFL. And he always seems to slip away. But could you imagine you get all the owners there and you say, hey, show up 15 minutes early. Okay, everybody, don't tell Daniel Snyder. And then meanwhile, Daniel Snyder's like, hey, hello.
She's here. Don't
say anything. Just a minute.
Turn the TV off. Jerry, turn the TV off.
Hey, God, the door was locked. Oh, was it? It locks automatically. You know?
Hey, what the heck were you guys doing in there? It takes 20 minutes to open the door?
Nothing. No. I'm throwing that.
Mr. Kraft, come out of the bedroom.
Nothing to see here. Throw that away. I don't know what's going to happen with Daniel Snyder. It feels like every year, every like 6 months, we go, maybe this is it for Daniel Snyder. What is it, 75% of the owners polling?
That's right, 24 of 32 owners to remove a fellow owner.
But if Daniel Snyder goes, oh, you want to kick me out? Well, let me mention this and this and this and this with these owners here. I don't know if you would get enough of a consensus to kick Daniel Snyder out. But if I'm in business, this is our business, I'm always curious that these brilliant businessmen make enough money to buy a football team. And then they run the football team and you go, how did you make all this money to buy this football team? Daniel Snyder. If it could go wrong, it's gone wrong. And probably will continue. Like, they might accidentally stumble into being a good team. I think their over-under this year is 8 wins. Like, they're generic. But the problem is still in place. You can change everything. You can bring in a different coach. You can bring in a different quarterback. The problem is still there, Daniel Snyder. Warriors Mavericks, that'll be game 4 coming up tonight. Rumor has it that the Miami Heat played a basketball game last night. Just a rumor. The Boston Celtics rolled Miami 102-82. That series tied at 2 games apiece. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. It's no secret that name, image, and likeness has taken over college football. Bryce Young, Alabama quarterback, Heisman winner, made more money last year, name, image, and likeness, than Jalen Hurts made in his salary as the starting quarterback for the Eagles. But after next year's recruiting class, those numbers could be unimpressive. The number one overall recruiter is Arch Manning. He's narrowing down the schools that he's interested in. And I think I brought this up last year, that he was interested in Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. Those are the official visits he has coming up. I told you, a source said to me earlier in the week, if you want a 5-star quarterback, the starting price is $1 million. My source also said that there was a recruit who was requesting $8 million. Don't know if that recruit got $8 million. Arch Manning is talking about not going after a name, image, and likeness deal going in. I think once he's at school, maybe, but I'm not sure. Money is not going to be an issue for Arch Manning, but I don't know if this is one of those market-breaking deals that Arch Manning will get for name, image, and likeness. You know who's not letting the topic of name, image, and likeness go? Jimbo Fisher. He's still talking. Jimbo Fisher was asked about Nick Saban.
See, I threw you off your game right now.
Well, no. You're off your game. You're out of question.
Definitely not out of question.
Yeah.
So how does that change
anything. Because I know the truth, and I've always known the truth.
Make that accusation?
Have to ask him. Just let me handle it.
Why would he make that accusation, though? If it's
why did you make that accusation?
I didn't make any accusations.
I don't know. You have to ask him.
Okay. Everybody wants clarification here. Name, image, and likeness, are you getting those deals before you get to school? Okay, this is what Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M head coach, had this to say about how many of his recruits that he signed have a name, image, and likeness deal before they even get to campus.
I keep saying this about recruiting, and I just researched this. Of the 11 guys we have in placing that came early, one guy has an NIL deal.
Really?
Yes.
Just one?
Just one. So all these stories you're hearing are complete lies.
Okay, that's on paper. Because my follow-up question would be, any deals in place, Coach? Verbal deals? Yeah, more.
And he said the kids that came in early, so the kids that came in January. So what about the rest of the kids that come in, you know, in September and August?
Okay, we're dealing with semantics here. This is from my one of my college football sources. You don't sign multiple 5-star defensive linemen that everybody in the country wants without the bag money, big money. They need to stop talking. There will be players who left at A&M in Alabama that will run off and start talking. That's what happened with SMU when SMU got the death penalty. Here is Jimbo Fisher calling out a reporter.
I'm asking you, did you do your research?
No.
So you can't answer. So you just assumed. And that's the way this world goes now. As soon as it's written on social media and someone says it, you believe it. So where does that put you as guys as reporters?
Where does that put coaches like Nick Saban, who know better, if that's the case?
Where does that put reporters at?
So you're defending Nick Saban?
No, I'm just crazy. I'm asking you guys to put it out in the media. Just hold on. I ain't getting into this.
I understand, but I just wanted, is this change?
It's because social media and media put it out. I got it.
Jimbo Fisher needs to just stop talking, okay? Nick Saban made a mistake. He did. Because he was keeping it in-house, he thought. I don't think he was wrong in what he was saying, but he's wrong to call out Deion Sanders or Jimbo Fisher. But what he's saying to his boosters, businessmen, is we need to do what they did. That's all. But he said that Jimbo Fisher bought all of his recruits. If he would have said they took advantage of the name, image, and likeness loophole, and they did it better than anybody, then it's a compliment. But Jimbo Fisher is like, oh, this is about integrity, and he's calling me out, and, you know, we should look into his closet. If Jimbo Fisher would come on this show, I'd say, Coach, you were with him for 4 years at LSU. Walk me through some of this stuff that happened.
And his phone line's breaking up.
How did you pay players at LSU, Coach? Nick Saban took 4 years off and didn't do it? Help me understand it. You were with him. Now, you keep saying you don't lie, so just tell me the truth. None of these kids have any name, image, and likeness deals in place right now. Right? He has four five-star recruits. And as my source said, I'll read it to you again. He just sent it to me. You don't sign multiple five-star defensive linemen that everybody wants without big money. They need to stop talking. Nick Saban should never have called out Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders the way he did. If you want to say, these are the rules, this is the loophole, let's take advantage of this. We don't like to be second to anybody, and we won't be second to Texas A&M. But Jimbo Fisher, how about we win something first here? Because it feels like he's Alabama, and Nick Saban is Texas A&M. I like it, the back and forth. But Jimbo Fisher, unless he wants to be the victim and play the victim, he's doing a great job there. Like, he's calling us out. Okay, all right. He's calling you out. By the way, DraftKings gave me the betting line for the game in October in Tuscaloosa. It's Alabama by 16.5 over A&M. Yes, Seton?
Don't you think there's a bunch of college coaches right now who are like, yo, chill, Jimbo, okay, point made, but you took it too far. Chill out.
He's all fired up. Yeah. Narcissist.
Gonna have to ask him.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, it's good fodder for us, but let me just play this one more time where you know, the reporter and Jimbo go back and forth. This is, why did Nick Saban make the accusation?
See, that's threw you off your game right now.
Well,
you're off your game. You're out of question.
Definitely not out of question.
Yeah.
So how does that change the...
Doesn't change anything. Because I know the truth, and I've always known the truth. So that's why.
Why would he make that accusation?
Have to ask him. Just let me handle it.
Why would he make that accusation, though? If it's
why did you make that accusation?
I didn't make any accusations.
I don't know. You have to ask him.
All righty. They're all invited. Love to have them on. Since everybody's telling the truth, then should be fun interview. The SEC is discouraging them from doing interviews. Yeah, Seton.
Is that like a huge sigh in the middle when he goes, "Let me handle this"? And somebody goes,
I think that might be the sports information director who's probably trying to tamp this down a little bit here. Because when we called Alabama and they're like, no, we don't want Coach to go down that road. Yeah, Todd.
Yeah, because that's the job. They have to protect him and say, any more questions about the upcoming season? He's got to go. Coach has to go.
Well, you hear that gasp. I'll handle it. Yeah, Paulie.
And we tried to have Lane Kiffin on, and the SEC asked him to not do interviews. I think that's the SEC's overall problem, is let's not start airing our stuff. We're in the position of, we protect each other. It's almost like the NFL owners, the SEC teams, they don't call each other out. They call out other schools.
Let's take a break. We'll talk to Greg Olson, now the lead analyst for Fox. We'll talk about Arizona Cardinals on Hard Knocks. What's he think Gronk is going to do? And what advice would he give Tom Brady, being a broadcaster? That's coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. And now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have those answered by a real person, live, you know, a human being who actually understands the issues you have, works to resolve them. Somebody with an knack for helping others with a pulse. If you have something going on, I was trying to activate my Discover credit card. And then you call and then somebody picks up and you go, oh, I don't, hello? Like you're shocked. But this is what they do. Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives. Discover exceptionally common sense. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win or lose, we celebrate tonight. Got new t-shirts available. Father's Day t-shirts, danpatrick.com. Our stats of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Seton, you have something for me before we get to Greg Olson.
We had one quick clarification.
Okay.
The Lions are the preseason Hard Knocks team. Cardinals are the in-season Hard Knocks team.
Is that what the Colts did last year?
Yeah, they did two of them.
Oh. Yeah. You interested in either one? I mean, Dan Campbell's interesting. Yeah, Paulie.
Thanksgiving dinner at the Watt household in Scottsdale? Yeah. Sure, I'll tune in for that.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I think Cardinals in season is great because there's so much expectation.
Let's bring in Greg Olson, Fox NFL analyst, former NFL tight end. And Greg has talked about this before. George Kittle running Tight End University, presented by Charmin for the second year. Tight ends from around the NFL meet in Nashville June 22nd through the 24th, and they participate in a variety of activities, film study, on-field drills. Over 50 pro tight ends attended last year. This year, 75 are expected to be involved, and Greg joins us now. Are quarterbacks allowed to go to Tight End University?
Yeah, I think we're gonna get a few guys to come. We're trying to get Mahomes. Kelsey's telling us that he thinks he can get Mahomes. That would be awesome. Last year we had Beathard from who used to play with Kittle out in San Francisco. Trying to get Wilson from New York to come down and join us. So we're trying to get Josh Allen. So we got a handful of guys that we're confident we're gonna end up getting down there, and we need some guys to spin it for us on the field and make the most of our time. But it's been an awesome event. As you said, we're going to have over 75, if not more guys, anybody from an undrafted rookie all the way to 15-year veteran. So it's a really special event, and guys really loved it last year, and so much so that we're going to come back and do it again.
What's late night like at Tight End University?
That's a good question. I would say that's probably the highlight of some of the guys' weeks. We do get a lot of work. We get a lot of work done. We spent, hours in the classrooms. We spent hours on the fields working. But Wednesday and Thursday night, Wednesday night last year after our kind of welcome party, we had like a little rooftop at the hotel downtown. We welcomed everybody. And then afterwards, everybody went downtown to the kind of honky tonks and the bars down in downtown. And we had a great time. I mean, you see 25, 30, 6'5 guys walking into the bar, and everyone's like looking at us like we're from a different planet. But it was, we had a great time. And then Bud Light this year is going to host like a Thursday night party downtown for all the guys after a day of training and a day on the field. We're going to get everybody together. So it's been, it's a nice mix of social camaraderie, hanging out, enjoying Nashville, but also realizing that we're there to kind of spend time with each other in the classroom, on the field, and getting better.
Is Gronk going to go this year? Is he considered a tight end in the NFL?
He is considered a tight end in the NFL. Yes. I don't know. We've invited Gronk the last 2 years. He wasn't able to make it last year. Hopefully he can make it this year, but the invite is obviously out for him to be involved. And we'd love to see him, whether he plays this year. I don't know where all that stands, but he's definitely invited. We'd love to have him. We'd love to get, I think Witten's going to be able to come. We're trying to get Tony Gonzalez and some of the former players to come. I just think it's fun to represent the entire spectrum, undrafted guys that are just fresh off their first rookie OTAs and minicamp, and then guys who are retired and have done this at a high level for a long time and now are kind of looking back on it as former players and can share that perspective and point of view with a lot of the young guys in the room.
Why haven't salaries caught up with that position? It still feels like tight ends and running backs are underpaid.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I think when you root it back into the old collective bargaining agreement, so think anything pre-2011, the guys at the positions that every year, the old CBA, the old draft was, if you were a top 10 pick, you give or take became the highest paid guy at your position. And it was mostly quarterbacks, wide receivers, pass rushers, and a lot of the more highly paid guys. So now when you're a veteran and all of a sudden, Matt Stafford is the number one overall pick, well, all of a sudden that next year, every veteran quarterback has a new marker to climb. Well, for so long, right, we had the same guys, the Tony Gonzalez's of the world, the Wittens of the world. For so long, they were always the benchmark, and they would just negotiate against themselves. It wasn't really until Gronk kind of got us into that next level. And then Kelsey and Kittle now have really jumped it. They took it up into the 15, 16, and you see everybody else kind of trailing. You need young guys to continue to one up the top guy. When 10 years go and the one guy dominates the position, it's very hard to justify someone else making more than Travis Kelce. So as long as Travis Kelce is the top barometer, he's going to pretty much put the ceiling on the position. That's the challenge that's faced, you know, at the position for so long. And, you know, we're still playing catch up.
Any question who's the greatest tight end of all time?
I do. I think you can kind of throw a handful of names into the box. Like, I've always for years thought it was Tony Gonzalez. I just think when you look at his longevity, his durability, and then just his production, you know, only to be outdone by Jerry Rice, right? I mean, you start thinking about that, when you look at the sheer volume of catches and yards and production that Tony had over maybe 17 years or whatever it was, it's unprecedented. It's just incredible to think, if you extrapolate, or if I had 1,000 yards every year, how many years would I need to do it to even come close to Tony? So I think Tony was always that, I thought. But now in this modern age, you know, you think of Gronk, you think of Travis Kelce is really on his way, what, you know, 6 years in a row over 1,000 yards. This modern era of tight ends has introduced a lot of new names to what was always kind of dominated by maybe Shannon Sharp and Tony G. There's now the Wittens of the world. There's now, you know, Gronks of the world. Travis is on his way. Kittle maybe one day, as, you know, obviously he's still a little younger. It's the position has a lot more guys now that can throw their names into that hat.
We're talking to Greg Olson, the Fox NFL analyst, and it's Tight End University presented by Charmin. Second year they've had this. They're expecting 75 tight ends to be involved there. Congratulations on being the analyst for the Super Bowl. How were you told?
That was a long process. There was a lot that went in ever since Joe and Troy left. You know, there was a lot of speculation and rumor, and we were having dialogue with them at times throughout the entire process. But of course, they were working through their own stuff internally. And then, of course, it came out that Tom was going to take the job whenever he ended up retiring. So we weren't really sure what that meant for me and where we think, but, you know, they immediately reached out and we've been having good dialogue. You know, the deal's not done, nothing signed, sealed, and delivered, but we're optimistic that we're going to be able to, you know, at least for this year, you know, call the A team, call Super Bowl, call playoff games, work with Kevin Burkhardt, who was my partner last year. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. You know, even if I get 1 year at it, I'm going to try to kill it. I'm going to try to make it a fun season. People tune in, really enjoy our broadcast. And, hopefully Tom plays for a few more years.
What advice would you give Tom Brady, being an analyst?
I don't know. I don't know how much I could tell Tom. I think obviously I'm sure he's going to do just fine, but you know, I'll say this, the biggest thing that I learned is, you know, for so long, we all see the game a certain way. When you know, we sit in meetings and you're accustomed to talking to coaches and players that speak your language, understand what you mean. There's a very fine balance calling the games between, you don't want to dumb it down and take away from the complex nature that makes football so special and so interesting and why people tune in the millions to watch it. But you also can't talk on air like I would talk to my coach or like I would talk to a current player or teammate who understands the language and terminology, because you can lose a lot of people, right? So there's two ends to that spectrum. Threading that needle is a very delicate balance. And that was something I really enjoyed. I loved pointing out the intricacies of the game and here's what we would call it. And this is what the receiver's thinking in his mind and whatnot, but then also not going overboard that everybody sitting at home drinking a beer on a Sunday is lost. They have no idea what I'm talking about. So I enjoyed that balance of it. So that was probably the biggest lesson I learned. I'm sure Tom will be just fine and probably doesn't need my advice, but that was something that I enjoyed, but also something that I had to learn. And sometimes you learn just by doing it.
And I talked to analysts when I worked for NBC with Football Night in America, and I would always say, you got to speak in sound bites. You can't go long. You got to say it, see it and say it, and then get out of the way. See it, yep. Say it, and get out of the way. That'll be the hard part, I think, for Brady is he'll see it, but can you say it and do it in a way that you're going to be able to get your point across and then wait for the next play? How did you learn how to do that or try to master that?
No, it's a great point. I mean, fortunately, I had a chance to call a few games at the end of my career. One of them was with Kevin, you know, in the three-man booth with him and Charles Davis back in 17. And that was one of the first pieces of advice. Years back before I did my audition, I had an opportunity to speak with Troy Aikman and just kind of pick his brain. And he gave me that exact advice you just said. He's like, listen, get in, get out, make your point. Don't try to make five. Make a point that you think's the most important aspect. And if there's a couple other things, you'll have time as the game unfolds to come back to it. Don't try to jam it all into one thing. So just like you were saying, I don't think people realize how much is, you know, how many boundaries there are to when you can and can't speak, right? You have your play-by-play guy who owns part of the broadcast, and he's got to own that and get out of his way. You got producers that are getting in advertisement reads, and they're getting in commercial breaks, and they're getting in pre-recorded segments and stat lines and graphics. So it's not, you know, everyone, we all watch the Manning Show, and what's so cool about it is they're just talking, and it's natural, and it's like a bunch of guys sitting around drinking, having a beer, watching a game, and it feels so natural. When you call an actual game, we all wish we could just talk forever. We wish we could talk over the play or over the referee calling, but you can't. You're kind of bounded by what's going on in the game. So that takes a little, there's a little feel and a little kind of process to calling a game. The easiest part is seeing the game and talking football. The hardest part for guys, former players, is can you get the mechanics and the, you know, kind of the play by, can you fit into the mold that the broadcast requires?
Let me ask you about your former quarterback before I let you go. If Cam Newton doesn't play another down in the NFL, is he a Hall of Famer?
I think so. I think Cam, you know, obviously I'm biased. You know, Cam and I, you know, we were at it together for a long time and accomplished a lot of cool things together. I just think he really transcended and changed the way people viewed the quarterback position, right? There was always the running quarterbacks and there was always the passing quarterbacks. And we kind of always put them in two separate boxes and would only compare runners to runners and passers to passers. And then all of a sudden this big old dude came into the league and he was jumping over guys. He was the best third down back and the best fourth down back and the best goal line back. But then he also could drop back on third down and play from the pocket and deliver the ball on time and had a big arm and play traditional quarterback like we all are accustomed to seeing. He brought in a lot of the college RO stuff, a lot of the design quarterback reads. There wasn't a lot of guys doing that and the passing and the traditional passing game that we were doing early on, you know, in 2011, 12, 13 with Cam. So I just think he brought that element to the NFL. And I think anybody who moves the game forward, anybody who transcends kind of the way things used to be and brings it into a new era, they deserve to be recognized for that.
Before I let you go, I love to be the conduit to my audience to give them something that maybe they didn't realize. I'll ask you, give us the tight end who might not be on our radar right now. We're going to be talking about this upcoming season.
I think it's a great question. If you would have asked me this last year, the guy I came away, I've told this story a few times. Last year, coming off those fields down in Nashville, I knew who Darren Waller was. Right? I had followed him. I knew who he was. But at the time, he wasn't Gronk. He wasn't Kittle and Kelce and the names that we all kind of know offhand. But I walked off that field, and he was on with 50 other NFL tight ends. Everybody's 6'4". Everybody's 250. They can all run. And he was just different. He just looked different. He ran different. His body was different. I walked off and I was like, this dude is unbelievable. So, I mean, he's now a household name. He's a guy that we all saw and obviously had another great year this past year. You know, probably will be, you know, maybe the next highest paid tight end at the position. You know, we talk about guys, can he become higher, you know, higher paid than Kelce and Kittle? We'll see. But he was a guy, I just was blown away by him and just his approach, his mentality, his physical qualities. Who's that next guy? I'm not sure. I'm anxious to go see some of these guys in person. You know, I see them on game film. I see them on tape. But until you kind of see them up close and personal, it always makes a big difference. So I'm looking forward to that.
Good to talk to you again, Greg. Good luck with everything. Tight End University and, of course, working for Fox this upcoming season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
The Tight End University, presented by Charmin, second year that they will do this, and they're expecting 75 of those tight ends in Nashville. We'll take a break. We got phone calls on the way. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Puck is free. Kadri, he scores! Throw the chapeau! The Kadri man can! Three goals in the game, and the Avalanche lead is back to two!
That's courtesy of Altitude Radio Network. There have been seven hat tricks so far the 2022 NHL playoffs, most in a postseason since 1995. If you're a valued customer, you just want to be treated right. Simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, like Fritzy, apply. Couple of phone calls. Sean in Oregon leads us off. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I like that call from Reggie Miller bringing up Drazen Petrovic. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
You know, and he's talking about the shimmy and the mouthpiece, and you were asking who he compared that to. And when I think of Drazen, I see a lot of Luka. You know, they're the body types, the way they dribble the ball, the way they can handle the ball, everything else, and how they play the game. And I remember Drazen here in Portland. We drafted him in 1986. Portland drafted Drazen Petrovic and Arvydas Sabonis the same year. And I always think, what could have happened? And it's really sad that Drazen Petrovic lost his life so young. We only got to see him for a few seasons. He was really coming into his own there with the Nets.
And he's different. Thank you, Sean. He's different than Luka. I thought Drazen was a more athletic. He just he had this bounce about him, and he was an aggressor. There was a Kobe-type feel to him because he attacked you, constantly attacked you. Wonderful offensive player. But he had just this bounce, this step, bounce in his step, I should say. And I got a chance to see him with the Nets, got to see him. He was just athletic. And I loved that he was a great shooter and not afraid of you. He was going to bring it. He was coming after you. Brandon in Omaha. Hey, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to first time I've ever called in, 64220. And then, so I've been listening since the attic days. And so I just wanted to, you know, you guys always make me laugh. I just wanted to tell you good luck tonight, and let's go!
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate that. In the words of Tom Brady, let's go! And we're going to go. I don't know what happens when we get there. We're going to come back. Tom always says, let's go. But then I have to say, but we got to come back. Let's see. Darren in North Carolina. Hi, Darren. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Dan at 510-182. So you got some words from Tom Brady. How about some words from Bruce Arians a couple years ago during the Super Bowl run? Bruce was quoted as saying, win or lose, we lose, baby. I think you should go with that motto tonight.
All right. I think we had that last hour. Win or lose, we booze. Is that right, Seton?
Just reinforcing what was a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I like win or lose, we celebrate. I mean, that's really the motto around here. Because we've lost before. We've lost four consecutive times. It hurt me one time because I really thought we were going to win. I just thought that we had a great year. And plus, you're up against, you know, SportsCenter, that's 24 hours that you're dealing with every single day. And they have hundreds and hundreds of people who work on that show. But look, I love the fact that they would include us in there with SportsCenter. We have 12 people who work on this show. That's it. And nine are hard workers, and then we have three other workers.
No names.
Yeah, there's no need to mention any names. Yeah, but we have nine really hard workers, and then we have 12 or three other ones that are just kind of scooting by. But we're, if you would have said to me when I started this show, what, 15 years ago, hey, you're going to be up for a sports Emmy, the best daily sports show, and you're going to be competing with, pardon the interruption, and SportsCenter. I would have gone, you got to be kidding me. But it's a great testament to the people who work on this show and what we do and our approach to this. And if we don't win, that's how I'm going to view that.
A bunch of crap.
No.
I'm kidding.
We didn't win, but we didn't lose. Yeah, Paul.
Do you want me to tape this last 2 minutes and roll it next year?
Sure.
Just in case.
The same thing.
So you don't have to crank it up again.
Say the same thing. Yeah. It's hard to keep digging deep. You know, when you talk about great actors, I mean, I have to dig deep to say nice things instead of being angry about this. Paul in Vegas. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to wish you guys good luck tonight. And I had a question for you, a hypothetical. If you could pick one song to walk up to if you won tonight, what would be that song?
Ooh, that's a nice... that's a walk up, not a walk off song. Okay, all right. Paul, you got one?
Even the Losers by Tom Petty. Even the Losers Get Lucky Sometimes.
Okay.
That's fine.
But I don't think we're losers. We're just not winners.
Technically, the last 4 years, we're non-winners.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we're losers.
No.
You don't lose a sports Emmy. You just don't win a sports Emmy.
I think Ricky Bobby's going to disagree with us on all of this.
Now, Marv, you got a walk-up song for tonight if we win?
I was only thinking about me, but some guys have all the luck.
Okay, that's fine. Todd, what Billy Joel or Hall & Oates song do you
have? The first one that bounced in my head was Looks Like We Made It. Little Barry Manilow, I think, would be wonderful.
It's called Barry.
You can't really crank up Barry Manilow, though.
Tonight we could.
Yeah. All right. I like that. Seton, you got a song?
Oh, man, I don't know how you get better than Looks Like We Made It. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. Chris in Sacramento. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I, too, just want to wish you good luck tonight. And just want to say, man, your show is a pioneer in the industry by far. If you look at all the other shows out there, there's nothing like you, like y'all. And like you said, there's only 13 of y'all or 12 of y'all. Y'all are doing a phenomenal job. And I honestly feel like this is the year. You already got your Hall of Fame nominee or award this year. And I also think you're going to get y'all sports in me this year. This is the year. And congratulations, man.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the kind words. May need those words next year as well. Hey, you haven't won in 5 consecutive years. Yes, Eden.
Can we do Rhinestone Cowboy as the walk-up song? Like a rhinestone cowboy. That's the song I want to hear when we're walking up.
Why Rhinestone Cowboy?
Because it's just epic.
Pretty glorious song with the lights on the stage.
Flashing? Like a... Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with winning.
Who cares?
Yes, Todd.
Some people might think the song should be, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. All right. That's 2. Plus 2.
I'll take it.
Look, we're all winners. We appreciate this just being nominated. I know I have to
You're
say
really
it.
You're really a good actor.
I have to say it.
Because 12 hours from now, that mood might be extremely different.
Yes, I'm coming back with the champagne glass, the tequila. We'll probably have cold pizza.
God damn it. I really thought we were going to get it this time.
I'll be yelling at Fritzy.
Crushing a Keystone Light and a slice of pizza.
Fritzy's going to be making stupid puns all the way.
One too many limericks and mock headlines screwed us. We had it until you started
Do you have
that.
A limerick for tonight?
I don't right now. I'll put one together. I thought I'd jinx it by putting a limerick together. It would have to be one, is it a win or lose one? Like a generic one? One for both? I don't know. Something told me to just...
How about you have one if we win and one if we lose for tomorrow?
I can work on that.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Don't
that
do that.
Again?
If you get up there and you give the acceptance speech, don't go...
Special people that voted... Fuck a tash.
Final hour coming up. Close out hour 2 with Panini America. Our friends, Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain, one-of-a-kind digital cards. Panini's public auctions on the site, they're also available in packs, but you'll find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. They're the official products of the NFL, UFC, NBA, and French Soccer League. There's something for everybody. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. In honor of the playoffs, look out for Panini's latest NFT release at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. Collectors, you got the opportunity right now. There's exclusive award cards. Find your favorite players or list your NFTs in the Panini Marketplace. That's paniniamerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and the NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.